This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Ethiopian Airlines says the black boxes, both the voice recorder and digital flight data recorder from the plane that crashed yesterday morning, have been found. That flight went down just minutes after the Boeing 737 MAX 8 took off from the capital Addis Ababa, killing all 157 people on board, including 8 Americans. The United States has sent 4 experts from the NTSB to the crash scene to help with the investigation. The White House releasing President Trump's budget for the 2020 fiscal year today. It calls for $750 billion in military spending and 5% across-the-board cuts for domestic programs. It also calls for $8.6 billion for the southern border wall the president's been calling for. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A vigil is being held today to honor the 23 people killed a week ago yesterday by tornadoes in Alabama. It will be held in Lee County, where the community of Beauregard was especially hard hit. It was the first ever meeting of a pope and the head of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And after that Saturday session, when the pontiff sat down with Church President Russell Nelson at the Vatican, Nelson told reporters yesterday,
"What a sweet, wonderful man he is, and how fortunate the Catholic people are to have such a gracious, concerned, loving, and capable leader."
Nelson spoke after the church dedicated its first ever temple in Rome yesterday. An investigation is underway after 2 hang gliders died in a crash near a beach in La Jolla, California, just north of San Diego. Strong winds were blowing at the time of the tragedy. Authorities say one of the 2 men was from San Diego, the other from Orange County. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
U.S.-backed forces directed airstrikes on the remnants of the Islamic State in Syria. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Even though U.S.-backed forces have retaken 100% of the territory once claimed by ISIS, National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC this week the threat of the Islamic State will persist.
The president has been, I think, as clear can be, when he talks about the defeat of the ISIS territorial caliphate. He has never said that the elimination of the territorial caliphate means the end of ISIS in toto. We know that's not the case. We know right now that there are ISIS fighters scattered still around Syria and Iraq, and that ISIS itself is growing in other parts of the world. The ISIS threat will remain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A new report on wildfires shows one state is dominating the data. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
California had the worst wildfire year of any state in the nation in 2018, and it was the worst wildfire year in California's state history as well. That's according to the annual Wildland Fire Summary by the federal government's National Interagency Coordination Center. Some 1.8 million acres burned in California, approximately 23,000 structures destroyed, and that includes the deadliest wildfire in California history, as the Camp Fire
fire killed 85 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we've got to jump into this because we've got so much to talk about with Megan Barth, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Lots to discuss here, Miss Megan, as a result of the Sunday TV shows. You know, never fails to be boring, does it?
No, it never does. Every Monday, we always have something to talk about. And I think one of the main reasons, one of the main things that we could talk about this morning that I'd like to start out with is my outright disappointment with the president.
Okay.
I am not going to be a sycophant for this president when he does something wrong. I will call him on the carpet every single time.
Mm-hmm.
The way that he threw Ann Coulter under the bus this weekend under a tweet.
That really bothered me.
What?
For somebody, that really bothered me that he did that to Ann. Ann was one of the first that supported his presidency. And all that she's doing is holding him into account for the promises that he made.
I'm very concerned that he's getting bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very concerned that he's taking bad advice and using it specifically against his supporters like Ann. And you're right. I mean, she was one of the first people to say that he had a chance at the presidency. She wrote a book, and she was outwardly vocal during the campaign. She supported him wholeheartedly at the risk and expense of being ridiculed.
Mm-hmm.
And she was.
Yes.
In the public square.
But if you remember, on Bill Maher, I mean, she took a lot of bullets when she made the statement and said that he was going to be the next president, and they ridiculed her up one side and down the other. So, to your point, she's been taking bullets for this president.
Yeah, absolutely, and she was taking bullets much longer than most of us were. And so you look at his latest speech from CPAC, which caused me the utmost concern, which was that we need to allow more immigrants in for all these jobs that he's created. No, we don't. We've got plenty of immigrants here to fill the jobs. If we don't, then perhaps we have to open those trade schools, everything that's been promised. I'm afraid that the Koch brothers' influence of the moderates in the Republican Party, who can't win national elections, have somehow influenced this president, whether it's Matt Schlapp, whether it's Mercedes Schlapp, whether it's a number of them that have surrounded this president. I think that he's getting bad advice, and I would suggest that he not throw his supporters under the bus, because there's plenty of us that are highly pissed off and concerned, especially as many activists are. Mm-hmm. Why should we go to the mat for somebody if he's going to turn around and use his bully pulpit to throw his supporters under the bus?
Right. No, I agree with you. That really bothered me a lot, especially when we talk about immigration, because there is a difference here, Megan. We're talking good immigration versus bad immigration, merit-based immigration, which I believe that we do need some immigration of top, skilled laborers who can come in that have something to offer. But to randomly allow immigrants, I mean, this year we'll probably have, they're saying, a million illegal immigrants coming in that haven't been vetted. There's no merit whatsoever other than, you know, all for the sake of asylum coming into the country. That is on top of another million of legal immigrants that we're having come in. And of course, with all the illegals, we know the mantra of problems that we get with the illegals, from sex trafficking. We get drugs. We get gangs. I mean, there is very little good that comes out of illegal immigration. But, you know, whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's, you know, the Democrats, I mean, it's like, I mean, I'm upset with a whole lot and bunch of them right now, frankly, because here they are fighting about a wall. We're still dealing with something that should be absolutely academic. And that is that, yes, they keep saying we need comprehensive, you know, immigration reform, but let's fix the low-hanging fruit right now that we can fix to make a statement to everybody, including its citizens, that they care about our national security.
Well, one thing that President Trump had promised during the CPAC speech was that he was going to sign an executive order related to free speech on campus. Well, fantastic. That's important. It's very important. But probably what's more important is the fact that he closed the loopholes in our immigration system. And if he has to do that through executive order, then by all means, he's been promising to end birthright citizenship based on a loose interpretation of the 14th Amendment.
Exactly.
Sign that order. Take that to court. How about he sign an executive order on, like you said, merit-based immigration? How about he sign an executive order on ending chain migration? So those immigrants who do win the lottery, which he also should end through executive order, win the lottery and can come to America, like the terrorist that mowed down 8 people in New York sidewalk, he attached himself to 20 people. And all of his relatives came over, 20 of them.
Mm-hmm.
From Uzbekistan.
Yes.
I don't think we need 20 more Uzbekistanis.
No.
I don't think we need 20 more anybody's that attach themselves to somebody that won a visa lottery system. Right. So these are the types of executive orders that I'm looking for from this president. I'm not necessarily looking for an executive order for free speech on campus, although that is important. What is the most important is protecting us from enemies, foreign and domestic, and also protecting our resources.
Exactly.
Illegal immigration costs us $135 billion at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what we could do with $135 billion for taking care of our vets,
mm-hmm.
or taking care of our students, or taking care of our homeless. Instead, we are spending money on people who have no legal right to be here.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we're using the people's money. And then, of course, what was reported this morning, I don't know if you saw this, but many of us have been keeping an eye on the northern border, because whenever you put so much focus on the southern border, you have to start looking at the other entries of, you know, into the country. And what they're realizing is that people, you know, for a $300 airplane ticket and a $7 entrance fee into Canada, you've got migration now coming, you know, from the northern border. And it's a lot cheaper than a, you know, a $12,000 coyote.
Well, right. And that's what we get for having a socialist to the north of us. We have socialists to the south of us. We're surrounded by socialists. Now we have socialists running, hoping that they'll win the presidency, and it will just be an open borders free-for-all. Why even bother having a border at Canada or Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
These people are open border fanatics, acolytes. So this is what they want. They want to ruin cultures. We've seen this over in Germany. We've seen this over in most of the European Union, where it's in France, for example. We're witnessing in London, where if you're a Christian preacher and you're speaking out in the open, you're accused of Islamophobia and you're driven miles away and dropped off in the middle of nowhere without your Bible. But if you're a Muslim preacher, you can preach all you want about Allahu Akbar in the middle of the London Square and not be moved anywhere. And so we see this lack of assimilation, which is ruining cultures across the board. And that's exactly what has been promised by the Democrat Party as early as 2008, when they were told they were going to fundamentally transform our country. What did we think they were going to fundamentally transform it to? And how were they going to do it? Through migration.
Yeah, of course. And listen to Bernie Sanders. What did Bernie Sanders just promise? The same thing. Fundamentally transform our country.
Oh,
this is
right.
Bernie Sanders in his statement.
You don't fundamentally transform something you love.
Yes. Well, and the same question I asked when Barack Obama made that statement, change from what to what? What is the fundamental transformation? Sounded good. We got a lot of people yelling and screaming and getting behind it, but they didn't know at the end of the day what they were getting behind. And look what they got, a fundamental takeover of our healthcare system, which is still a mess. Thank you very much. More for Megan after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. I am Bill Martinez. Megan Barth is with us, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, what people need to hold here, and I hope they're understanding in this conversation, and I, like you, you know, have looked to Donald Trump as something quite refreshing and needed in our governance. We wanted somebody who was independent, that was not going to reflect, you know, the K Street interest and the deep state and so on. But there's no doubt that it is so pervasive. And, you know, when the president, you know, I know he doesn't like criticism, but hey, look at, you know, you're in the big job here and you need to hear the voices of people, whether it's Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, you or I, saying, look at, you got a problem here. You're abandoning something that is so core to your presidency and the chances of you being reelected, because we needed a businessman in the White House to help us straighten out these major problems. It's an uphill battle because this has been going on for decades. You're not going to fix these problems in 2 years. You've done a great job in advancing a lot of the causes, but you've got to stay fixed on the goal here, and that is to return this country to constitutional principles, does he not?
Well, yeah, that hopefully he does. But like I said, with a couple of his latest actions and some of his words, I'm afraid that the influence of moderates within the party are really kind of watering down his message as well as his actions. You know, you don't say that we need more immigration when we are faced with an immigration crisis. And I realize it's an illegal immigration crisis, but that type of rhetoric falls on deaf ears. Mm-hmm. We don't need more immigration. We accept 1 million immigrants a year legally. Right. And we also have visa overstays.
Exactly.
And I don't know if you saw this, but the 11th District Court just ruled that DACA recipients are actually illegal aliens. Well,
yes.
Fantastic. That's
right.
What we've been saying. So there is a rule of law that can be applied here. There are judiciaries that are applying the rule of law as written, not as they want the laws to read. And President Trump should take an originalist position and not a renegade position.
Right.
And this renegade position that he has taken, now look, I love a renegade just as much as anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But my renegades throw bombs over the wall at the other side. We don't take our side down with us.
Right, exactly.
And so what he's done taking down Ann Coulter, you should have seen my timeline on my social media because of all of the activists that I associate with and follow that have been fighting the good fight, whether they're gay, whether they're straight, whether they're black, whether they're white, it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
When he threw out that tweet against Ann Coulter, he really basically threw all of us activists under the bus, specifically us that have been talking about immigration and how it's a detriment to this country, specifically illegal, but an overabundance of immigration in this country is also a detriment
exactly.
to our country.
Well, clearly, I mean, this has been something, look, again, leadership takes you where you need to go. And maybe he's lost sight a little bit of that and been worn out. Look at, you know, we're not in his shoes, but it's got to be overwhelming. In fact, we just had somebody from MRC on the other day. 98% of media reporting on issues, you know, one thing or another, I mean, 98% negative in the media. That's got to be wearing. And you're sitting there as a leader and as a CEO, you're trying to find, okay, what is the right mix? And I can tell you, and I agree with you, I think whatever advice that he's gotten, and he's got to appreciate, and the Republicans have got to appreciate just how significant illegal immigration has become in our country. And look what we went through in this past, well, it's been 2 weeks going on 3 weeks with Ilhan Omar, with the statements that she made. I mean, Jeanine Pirro the other night makes this statement that says, look at, why do we have somebody in Congress wearing a hijab? And of course, the Muslims, boy, all of a sudden you touched on hallowed ground here. But I think it's a fair question, because the hijab directly ties her to the Quran. The Quran is in direct conflict to the U.S. Constitution. And, you know, moderate Muslims say, oh, well, you know, you can have alliances to both. No, you can't. By virtue of what the Quran says. And even by virtue of the principles of people coming into this country who say, look it, I want to, and you use the A word in the first block, and you said, you know, you talked about assimilation. That's the big problem that we have, even where we have little Somalia, where she came from. I mean, why are we surprised that Omar would come out of this voting district when it has been set up? You've got little Somalia there. So she's going to reflect the values and principles. And Nancy Pelosi, in her own ignorance, she comes out and says, well, I don't think that's in her heart. Well, you don't know what's in her heart. But I know the way she's been raised, and the way she's been raised has been very antithetical to the United States of America and the principles and values that we hold to. So how do you overcome those? And somehow, you know, you're going to lie about it, but you can't, you know, in today's sensitive culture, if you call somebody out for lying and you question, you know, their driving force and their worldview, then somehow, you know, you're an evil person for doing it. And I think Fox over, you know, overstepped themselves in chastising Jeanine Pirro, because I think she asked a fair question. But what's going to happen is, you and I talked about what the Democrats do. They'll go ahead and, you know, as you said, this should have been addressed back in Keith Ellison days when he said, no, but I'm going to take my oath on the Quran. Go, wait a minute. You know, so now here we are, and we bring it up, and we want to talk about it, and they go, no, that's already been settled. So then what people do is, because they don't want to be in conflict, and they don't want to be accused of some phobia or something, they just shut up, and they stick their head in the sand. And that's the problem that we have here in America, is we got too many people with their head in the sand right now, and so what? I mean, you know, the courage of Ann Coulter and you and others, you know, and those of us who are calling out these situations, we're not drinking the grape juice here. You know, I'm committed to the U.S. Constitution. I'm committed to leaders that want to turn the government back over, as this president said, to we the people. And we the people, the silent majority, those that have stuck their head in the sand, get your head out of the sand and be intellectual. Do not rely on 8-second sound bites. We've said time and again here, Megan, if that is your worldview based on 8-second sound bites, you and us, the United States of America, we are in trouble.
Well, yeah, let's look at Ilhan Omar, for example. You call it Little Somalia. Why do we have a place called Little Somalia? Mm-hmm. We have the Little Somalia that she hails from, where she was elected from, is a terrorist breeding ground, according to the FBI. Why are we watching a terrorist breeding ground? Why are we watching a terrorist hotspot? Why aren't we deporting all of these people that are involved in terror? Why are we watching terrorists?
It's become a no-go zone.
Annihilating terrorists.
Exactly. Right.
Ilhan Omar is a direct reflection of a broken immigration system. When I used to travel to Minnesota, specifically in and around Ilhan Omar's district before it became a terrorist hotspot, I would ask all of these Somalis, most of them were cab drivers, some of them were working at parking lots, et cetera. Where are you from? Somalia. Oh, well, why did you come here? I have a cousin. Chain migration.
Right.
This is her. So when they come over and they win the visa lottery system, they attach themselves to 20 people. That's how you get a Little Somalia in the middle of Minnesota. That's how you get radical Muslims elected from a terrorist hotspot in Congress. And that's how we got hijabs in Congress.
Yeah.
When we didn't speak up, when Keith Ellison took his oath on Thomas Jefferson's Quran, it was clear to many of us watching that this was going to be a slippery slope. And of course, who else but Nancy Pelosi's party, the Democrat Party, would open their arms to a Hamas sympathizer and allow her onto the Foreign Relations Committee?
And when they had a time to demonstrate leadership and courage, they showed neither, and came off with some, you know, kind of hate bill that homogenized the whole deal and just made it less than, and that's a loss for all of America as far as I'm concerned. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Megan, how can they be in touch with you very quickly? Did we lose her? She's the national spokesperson for TheMediaEqualizer.com and founder of ReaganBabe.com.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa, Genesis medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Genesis products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Genesis banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Ethiopian Airlines says the black boxes, both the voice recorder and digital flight data recorder from the plane that crashed yesterday morning, have been found. That flight went down just minutes after the Boeing 737 MAX 8 took off from the capital Addis Ababa, killing all 157 people on board, including 8 Americans. The United States has sent 4 experts from the NTSB to the crash scene to help with the investigation. The White House releasing President Trump's budget for the 2020 fiscal year today. It calls for $750 billion in military spending and 5% across-the-board cuts for domestic programs. It also calls for $8.6 billion for the southern border wall the president's been calling for. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. Hey, it is time for America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Mr. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to get an update with what's happening with our economy. As we talked about last time, a little bit of a surprise for some that not getting, you know, all the money that maybe they expected because of previous years with their income tax. Although I saw a report where they're actually almost across the board, people are experiencing some pretty good returns still.
Well, there's been a lot of shock, actually, because tax refunds are down an average of 9% over a year ago.
Now, is that just pertinent to the SALT states, as we know?
No, that's across the board. Now, SALT states, the people who are not able to deduct state and local taxes over $10,000, in many cases, not only are getting a refund, they're having to pay taxes that they were not expecting as well.
Right.
So the reason that refunds are down, as you might remember, the tax law was passed, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was passed at the end of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And early in 2018, the IRS put out new withholding tables, which employers used, which means that people have been getting more money in their paychecks for the last year. Now, they might not have noticed, you know, it was not that much, but it was something.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're not being withheld as much, they're not getting as big refunds this year. So they were surprised by that in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
The average refund this year is going to be about $2,000. Last year it had been about $3,000 in many cases. So, but they already got the money.
I was going to say, in many cases, you had 12 months previously that you got more money on your check. So, like the rest of it, we all want our cake and eat it too, right?
Yeah, that's right. So what you do going forward, actually, I think it's not a great idea to get a big tax refund, because what you're doing is giving an interest-free loan to Uncle Sam, who doesn't even say thank you when you give your own money back, in which you've earned nothing all year.
better if you come out roughly even around this time of year.
Right, exactly.
And invest the difference. So whatever that extra amount is that's coming home in your paycheck, don't just spend it.
Yeah.
Set it up so it's in a savings account or mutual fund or something where it's growing for you,
mm-hmm.
and now your money's working for you instead of Uncle Sam. That's
exactly.
a better way to do it.
Yeah, because God forbid that you be short on Uncle Sam, because then they charge you taxes and penalties, right?
That's right. And so
I love how that works.
Not only the withholding, but quarterly estimates should be mm-hmm. changed as well.
Right.
So if you're getting a smaller refund, but still getting a refund, you're probably okay. If you're actually owing taxes
mm-hmm.
instead of getting a refund, you should probably increase your exemptions, take home less money so that you're not having a big shock come next year. So that's normal situation.
Mm-hmm.
But as you're right, in the high tax states, mm-hmm. People are being shocked right now with
exactly.
huge tax bills because they were used to getting deductions on anything, all deductions basically, for all state income taxes, all local property taxes. And now those two combined are maxed out at $10,000. So in New York and California and New Jersey and Connecticut and all the high tax states, they are getting pounded right now.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So if you're in those states, you should definitely change your withholding, take home less, withhold more, and do bigger quarterlies so that you're not going to be hit like that. It's not going to change, Bill. People are complaining about this SALT deduction, but it's not going to be changed. You just have to deal with it.
Well, yeah, because at a state level, they've already established that. The only thing that's going to change it is if you start looking for the exit.
Right.
Just saying.
Well, some people do. I mean, people are trying to leave the high-tax states and move to Texas and Florida and the no-tax, low-tax states. But there's a lot of people wanting to do that, and that's why home sales are down in the high-tax states, because a lot of people don't want to take on those big property taxes on top of the state income taxes, which are no longer deductible. It's
and
made a big change.
And get ready for California, because Prop 13, the state has been licking their chops forever to try to get rid of that, and I think it's a matter of time before Prop 13 goes by the wayside. And then get ready for a mass exit.
Right.
Don't slow down, because you're going to get run over at the door.
Well, because all the people who have been subsidized with below-market real estate taxes for many, many years, that'll now jump to market rates, which would be dramatic increases in property taxes. And you're right, a lot of people would not. But who's going to come in? I can see why a lot of people would want to leave California.
Well, that's
who's
going
to want to come in and take on those property taxes.
Well, that's why Newsom wants to knock down the wall and just, let all the immigrants come in.
I see.
He's
going to pay
housing.
These big property taxes. Illegal immigrants from Guatemala? I don't think
that's going to work. They're going to do is they're probably going to go for federal subsidy to have see if the government, because they said, hey, look, we'll give you some of that bullet train money back, but can we use some of it for, to offset some of the taxes for housing here in California?
The government's
always working. Oh, no question whatsoever. And speaking of mortgages, interest rates still falling?
They have been. The 10-year Treasury is about 2.7, something in that range.
Mm-hmm.
30-year mortgages, a little bit below 5%, 4.8, something in that range. So, yeah, it makes sense for people to either buy a new home. We're about to enter the spring selling season. In the high-tax states, I think it's not going to be a good year. In the lower-tax states, I think it's going to be a much better year. People moving to Florida, Texas, and Washington State, where there's no state income tax. There's a mass migration going on. People vote with their feet, I guess you might say.
Oh, yeah. That and their U-Haul trailer. I mean, you got a lot
right.
of U-Haul trailers leaving one way out of California, heading east, either to Texas, Florida, as you mentioned, and parts in between.
Right.
Even Las Vegas has benefited.
Sure.
Nevada has benefited greatly as well.
No state income tax there.
Oh,
that's
exactly.
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you see the U-Haul numbers,
mm-hmm.
and there's big out-migrations from the high-tax states and big in-migrations to the low-tax states. That's telling you where people want to be living.
Well, what is going on with these state legislators? They don't get this information. It's just
they don't want to hear it.
Me, that's it.
They don't want to hear it. They have a
wrong
certain
gospel,
level.
Wrong church, huh?
Yeah, they have a certain level of spending that they want to maintain,
mm-hmm.
and they think people want to live in California. California in general is doing well. It's got the high tech industry. It's got the mm-hmm. entertainment industry, but on the margin, where people have a choice. And a lot of people today, they're having virtual businesses. They don't necessarily have to be in one place. They can do it from anywhere.
Exactly.
They're going to move to Nevada instead of California mm-hmm. if their taxes are dramatically lower. Particularly, well, as you say, if Prop 13 goes away, wow, what a big change that would be.
Can you imagine? That's going to be absolute madness. Maybe what they'll do is kind of like what they do in the sports field. Anytime you happen to be visiting, then they're going to charge you a per diem tax rate, right?
Right. Yeah. If you play a football game, you know, you're from Minnesota or something, and you play a game in California, you get taxed for performing, yeah. and you have to pay income taxes on states all over the country where you're playing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Pretty great system.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts. China trade, looks like we're coming close to some kind of agreement here.
Seems to be better. Yeah, uh-huh. We passed the March 1st deadline. And
see, you doubted me. Yeah. I told you something good was going
to
happen.
Well, and you were right.
It was last minute,
and they said they're making enough progress so that they took that threat of raising the tariffs to 25% off. But we'll see. I mean, there's back and forth. Apparently the Chinese are willing to buy a lot more American goods, whether it be agricultural or energy or technology. They're still fudging on all the things we really want them to change, like stealing technology and intellectual property and investing long term. They're trying to put, and President Trump is really putting a big pressure on them to get a deal. He walked away empty-handed from North Korea's the talks with
in Vietnam, right?
In Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants a big deal. He knows that would help the stock market a lot if we got a deal.
Right.
And he needs a win right now. He's got some other distractions going on. So
you think?
I think a few, yes.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But hopefully, it's certainly better to have a deal than to have no deal and to have the tariffs go up, both tariffs of us on them and the retaliatory tariffs that would come as well. So let's hope that works out.
Well, hopefully it's avoided, but leave it for Donald Trump to go deal with somebody's inherent DNA. You know, the Chinese that are used to stealing intellectual property. You know, it's like, hey, this is the way it was. It's always been. Why change a good thing? Yeah. And then you got North Korea going, yeah, well, we've had nukes for a long time. You know, why do you want to take them away from us?
Right. But it's not easy to get these to agreement. I mean, he does it by pressure. I mean, he's got sanctions on North Korea. But Kim was just not willing to go that far. He wanted the sanctions off first and then the denuclearization later. It doesn't work that way.
No, we've done that before. Yeah,
same thing with China.
Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I've got a YouTube channel. I've got a newsletter, resources, all kinds of things. I get emails from folks all the time, and I'm always glad to help them, Bill.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Take care, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women with all hair types comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at BillMartinezLive.com. Save up to 40%. Just click the banner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Mark Meckler, Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governance, joins us because we've got some exciting news coming out of Utah. Mark, how you doing?
I am excellent.
Well, wonderful. Tell us about the good news. Utah becoming the 14th state to pass the Convention of States resolution. Explain to our audience what that means.
Sure. So what it means is in Article 5 of the Constitution, there's a method for the people to call a convention, get the states together, and propose amendments to take the power away from D.C. because they're never going to give it back to us voluntarily.
Right.
It takes 34 states to call that convention. And just this week, 2 days ago, Utah became state number 14. We're well past one-third of the way to where we need to be, on our way to halfway mark.
Well, as you say, Mark, by principle, our Constitution is based on a part, on a government of we the people. And Donald Trump, upon his inauguration, announced that he was turning the government back to the hands of we the people. And certainly we have the opportunity to vote every 2 and 4 years and to have our say in government. But it's gotten to the point where we the people have really got to take a stand. And the Convention of the States is something that you and myself and many others have seen as a resolution to the problems that we have of big government today.
Yeah, it was put in there by the founders for a very specific purpose. They were big fans of government close to the people. Mm-hmm. Most of them in the convention there in 1787 were men who had participated in local government and state governments. They knew that's where government should reside. They created the federal government as a necessity. They knew there were certain things that they needed a centralized government to do, but they also feared it. And so they put this mechanism in there because they said someday the federal government's going to get out of control, it's going to have too much power, it's going to impose itself on people against their will, and we're going to have to give the people a mechanism to do something about that beyond just voting. That's what the Convention of States is all about.
Now, now that we have the 14th state, are each one of the states in agreement with the agenda? Because the agenda itself has to be specific, does it not?
It does, and they are in agreement, and the resolutions read the same in all the states, and basically what they say is there are three things that can be discussed at this convention. First is anything that would impose fiscal restraints on the federal government. That would be things like a balanced budget amendment or imposing generally accepted accounting principles on the federal government, taxation caps, revenue caps tied to maybe GDP or population plus inflation. The second is anything that would impose term limits on the federal officials, and that would be Congress itself, but also potentially the courts, the Supreme Court included, and bureaucrats and staffers. And then finally is anything that would impose scope and jurisdiction restrictions on the federal government. So, for example, saying to the federal government, you were never intended to be involved in education, and so you can't be.
So when that, let's assume that these three aspects are approved in the convention of the states, how quick does change happen at that point?
Well, the way it works is once there are 34 states that have called the convention or have passed resolutions calling for the convention, the states will gather. Mm-hmm. I imagine it'll take them somewhere around 90 days to do a convention. That's about the average legislative session. And then whatever comes out of that by majority of that convention goes to the states as simply suggestions. It's the ratification process. It's how we amend the Constitution, whether the amendments are proposed by Congress or the states. On average, amendments have taken 18 months to ratify when they've been proposed by Congress in the past, so I assume we'll see something like that.
Mm-hmm. So this goes through as an amendment to the Constitution then, right?
That's correct. So once 38 states ratify, three-quarters of states, a supermajority, once they ratify, then it becomes part of the Constitution.
Is there any way that what the states resolve, is there any way it can be vetoed?
Well, I think, the only way it gets vetoed, and it's actually not that hard to stop it, is if the states refuse to ratify. Mm-hmm. So what comes out of convention are just suggestions, then you have to get to 38 states, which means it takes only 13 states to stop it. And Bill, I actually like that because mm-hmm. the vast majority of Americans better support something if we're going to amend the Constitution around that. And
right.
So I like the fact that it's a very high bar to get to ratification. So really, the veto mechanism is states refusing to ratify something that mm-hmm. comes out of convention.
Well, we've been talking about this for, it seems, a long time, Mark, as you know, because, government has gotten rather bulky. The bureaucracy is, it weighs too much. It's gotten so expensive. And, though the Tea Party has fought the good fight and they, congratulations to the Tea Party and the activists and everything that they've gone through over the years in being targeted, conservatism and conservative activists have been targeted, and of course we saw what happened at Berkeley here recently when a young conservative fighting on behalf of conservative values, took one in the mouth for We the People.
Well, look, this has been going on for a long time. In fact, our group, Citizens for Self-Governance, funded the class action lawsuit against the IRS for the targeting it did against conservatives. Mm-hmm. The IRS was forced to settle for $3.75 million. I've never seen a settlement like that before. So government has been used against the people for a long time. I think part of what's new and scary in the country right now is essentially the uprising of what I would describe as modern-day brown shirts. These are citizens who believe that they're doing the right thing by silencing conservatives, often violently. I'm very worried about that in this country. If we can't have political discourse and solve our situations, our differences politically, we're in for a very rocky ride.
Mark, we've been saying repeatedly with the brown shirt type invalidation that's been taking place, the activism, it is really dumbing down the electorate, is it not?
It is, but I'll tell you, I have a lot of hope in that regard. I have a unique perspective. I've been in 45 states in the last couple of years. I work with grassroots in all of those states, just regular people. I'm also in the legislatures. What is going on in this country is not what you see on television. There's this underlying movement, I would argue, coming up of people who love the country, believe in the ideals of this country, the reasons and the way it was founded. And they're stepping up for not just the Constitution, but for the rule of law. So I'm much more hopeful than most that get their news from TV every night because I'm out there in the field.
Well, that's good to hear because we've also have admonished our listeners that if you're relying on 8-second sound bites to, congeal your worldview, you're in trouble.
Well, yeah, and the media, look, I actually don't think the media is much worse than it's always been. If you go back, 40 years, we had the three major networks, ABC, CBS, mm-hmm. NBC. They were feeding us the same stuff. And by the way, a lot of it was very leftist stuff. We just didn't know it because we didn't have the contrast. Today, and I think you nailed it, in 8-second sound bites, they're feeding us the same stuff. But we can go out and we can get other information from other sources. So I would encourage your listeners, don't believe what people tell you. whether it's me or Bill or anybody else, go out and learn for yourself. It's all out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we heard a couple of weeks back the perspective of the elitists summed up, quite purposefully by Bill Maher. All he's concerned is about the coast. James Gibson also gave us some insight when he was working with the pageant business with Donald Trump in a meeting with Les Moonves, and that is that they didn't care about flyover country. Didn't matter to them. All that mattered was the bookends of the country. And sadly, that has, helped to divide the forgotten man and woman, but it seems that they're standing up now.
Yeah, and the problem in a way is even deeper and more complicated than that. I think that simplifies it a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling around the country, what I see is what we really have is a urban versus rural divide.
Uh-huh.
So, my home state was California. I recently moved to Texas to escape the madness.
Right.
But in California, and even here in Texas, what we see is these urban population centers, much more left, much more leftist than the rest of the country. They're very much divided from rural population centers, which are much more spread out and much more conservative. That's where the current political fight is in America today.
Yeah, what is going on? I mean, is it just that because the urban communities are used to the handouts? Is this what's happening?
That is primarily what's happening. In the vast majority of the welfare in this country, not all of it, but the vast majority goes to these urban centers. And
mm-hmm.
like the founders told us way back when people realize they can vote themselves largesse from the public treasury, that we're in trouble. That's playing out all over the country in urban centers. And also, Bill, if we look at who's running these urban centers, I mean, the places that are in the worst shape in the country, Chicago, New York, and places like that, Philadelphia, run by Democrats, dominated completely by Democrats for decades. And so, to my friends from San Francisco, who there hasn't been a Republican mayor in San Francisco since I don't know when. I don't know why the city's in such bad shape. They can't blame Republicans, that's for sure.
Well, that's exactly right. And for, I think that previously, even under Barack Obama's administration, when we looked around the country and we saw the countries that had Republican governors and a strong or at least a more definitive conservative rule of law and governance, they were doing quite better compared to Democratic, governors and governors and Democratic states. And that contrast remains. But yet to hear the mainstream media, you would think that somehow they got born again and they're doing so much better.
Yeah, and all you have to do is look at migration patterns. People are smart. They vote with their pocketbooks.
Mm-hmm.
People like me leaving California. California has the highest personal income tax rates in the country. So people are leaving to go other places so that they can survive, so that they can prepare for retirement. I mean, it's just basic common sense. If you can go from a state like California with super high taxes to a state like Texas with no taxes, it's not that hard of a decision.
Exactly. That's why we're in Florida, Mark. I was born and raised in California, and we headed to the exits a long time ago because we saw what was happening. Mark Meckler has been our guest. Always, Mark, appreciate it. Tea Party and co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governance and grassroots leader. And the good news is state number 14 now on the side of the convention of the states, Utah. Welcome to the family, and we've got a little ways more to go, right?
We do, and up this week we're looking for West Virginia this weekend and Mississippi right behind.
Mark, where can they go for more information?
Go to conventionofstates.com, and don't just get information. Sign up, get involved, be part of the army that's saving the country.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Hunter.